1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
We have got a very important spotlight, and it's coming up right now. It happens to be a business spotlight segment on Long Island. I'm talking about the great Long Island Power Solutions. Told you about the kissing of electric bills, sayonara. Well, we're going to tell you everything you need to know. Joe Melillo runs the show over at the LI Power. And fine president and CEO of Long Island Power Solutions and back with us. And I believe Happy New Year to Joe. I haven't spoken to Joe in a couple of weeks. So we say Happy New Year and welcome. Yeah, how about that, Joseph? How are you?
Happy New Year. It's great to be here as always.
It is always great to have you here. We're going to talk about the federal rebate, the rate going away at the end of the year in a second, and very all important stuff. Joe's been on a tear, you know, lots of stuff written, the unscrupulous activity. We covered it last time of some of the competitors out there, you know, kind of ruining it for the Long Island Power Solution, the good ones out there who do it right. Joe does it right. He always has done that policy. But you've been making the rounds and everything else. You've done a nice job, Joe, getting the word out. I'll tell you that much.
Well, we're doing what we can. Not easy, though.
No, it's not. It's not. And, as you know, there's always a few bad apples out there that ruin it for everyone. But, you know, you've done a good job. You can only worry about yourself. You're making a lot of headway. A lot of people have asked me about you guys. We talk about you on a daily basis. You know, this smart solar program, I'm going to reiterate it again. Joe's going to explain it. It'll let you purchase and own solar, nothing down, that's key, nothing out of your pocket, no money, ladies and gentlemen. And what you're doing is replacing the high bills you get every month. You know, we talked about this time after time after time, but, you know, Joe, when it comes time to energy saving and right for the environment and everything else, this is really the right choice here.
Well, first thing is we don't want to put solar on every house we see. We screen the customers to make sure they're going to get a benefit and the right benefit from solar before we even, you know, go as far as having a consultation. That's important to us because not everybody qualifies and we don't want to just rubber stamp it. As you said, the Smart Solar Program is a no money down purchase. It's not one of those leases where you're going to be pay for this thing for 20 years and it goes up every year. We give you a fixed low interest loan for a fixed period of time, 12, 15 years, whatever you choose. And at the end of that, you save money from day one. So in other words, if we say build you a system that's going to save you $200, that payment might be $120, $130. This puts $70, $60, whatever it is, dollars in your month, in your pocket every month from day one. But once it's paid off, your electric is free forever, and you have a 25-year warranty on this thing. And that's the beauty of the program, and people are really excited about it, and we've been very, very busy and very blessed from the amount of support we've been getting for this program.
And that's the key. You know, once paid off, you get the free electric. You can't beat that. I mean, you really can't. In my opinion, it's the best deal anybody has. I mean, we did a lot of research and everything else. We know a lot of these other guys. Joe does it right. And, you know, one of the keys here, as he mentioned, he assesses the right way, where a lot of people don't. That's where a lot of people, you know, that's where the industry got in some trouble, Joe, with people assessed improperly. And therefore, people were complaining, you know, they weren't getting the full effect of the panels and everything else. But, you know, the problem is that when you don't assess properly, you're going to run into issues and thus the complaints. And thus, you know, you had this cloud over the industry. And, you know, it's about damage control. You know, I mean, Joe does it right. He's got the best program in the business, the Smart Solar Program. And quite frankly, you know, it's all about that first visit. You know, you basically kind of, you know, you go over the landscape of it all. If not qualified, you're going to tell people, listen, I can't do it. You're not qualified. You can't have it. I'm sorry. I mean, that's what you've done in a lot of cases.
They're not going to benefit. It's just like if you're in a wooded area and your house is facing like a steep east or west, like a cape that faces east or west, or maybe you have a lot of character on your roof and we can't fit a lot of panels because of dormers and reverse gables and things of that nature. But the trees, most things we could deal with, but the trees that could cause shading is usually the biggest problem. So if you have trees that are close enough to your house to hit your house if they were to fall down, they're too tall and they're going to shade. So if those trees are important to you and you can't get rid of them or don't want to, then you shouldn't do solar. But of every other case, if we could either cut the trees or trim the trees, or there are no trees, or you're facing south, east and west is okay too in most cases, but it's got to be the right situation. And we assess that actually from the satellite. You could look at that from the satellite picture from Google, and you could kind of get a pretty good idea of what's going on over there. Now, that's an estimate, of course, and we get pretty close. But then once we do our site survey and the guys go up there with the instruments and find out really what's happening up there is when we really know. And you're not committed to anything until we have that site survey where you know, we know exactly what this thing's going to produce. And if it's benefiting you and you're happy with the return, then you go forward. We're not interested in taking people's deposits and giving them, not giving them the service.
Two quick ones. You mentioned a key here, the satellite picture. And that gives you an overall viewpoint of the property, and that you're able to assess properly, correct? Now, you mentioned also the trees. Somebody asked me this, and I didn't really know for sure. I figured I'd ask you today. Do you do the landscape, whatever has to be done? Do you knock down those trees if you have permission? Are you able to kind of clear the path? Does your company actually do that as well?
Well, no, we don't do tree work, but we have partners that do. So we have in our recommended list a couple of choices where people would call a few different people and tree experts, and they could come and they could pick whoever they like. We could even have scenarios where they could roll that into their financing so that they don't have to worry about laying out $500, $1,000, whatever it may be, $200, depending on the situation. And even roof scenarios where the roof might be old and it needs to be replaced. We could help you with that too. We have roof experts that we work with that could get the roof in shape and ready to receive solar. And we could do it all through financing. If you use our people, we could put it into our financing scenario. And this way, you still could save money and get a new roof if that's the case.
Okay, gotcha. It's clear now. Joe Melillo, President and CEO, Long Island Power Solutions, talking about his great program. Nobody has it. The Smart Solar Program, purchasing and owning solar, ladies and gentlemen, and not a penny up. Once you're done paying it off, guess what? You get the free electric. That's what it's all about. You can learn more on the site, longislandpowersolutions.com. Make a phone call, 348-0001. Joel, come out there and assess properly the whole nine yards. Now, talk to me, a very important component here, Joe, in the world of solar regarding this federal rebate deal, which, by the way, I believe is disintegrating at the end of the year. Talk more about that for me.
Yeah, it's not quite disintegrating. What's happening is it's going to go down at the end of the year, which means I think it goes from 30 to 26%, which is about a $1,500 difference. So you have to have your system installed by the first of the year in 2019 to get the full 30%, which is going to cause a lot of chaos because it's happening in the entire country. It's going to cause a lot of chaos in the latter part of this year. So if you wait until November, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we probably will be able to do it, but there will be no guarantees that we'll be able to get it in before the deadline because everybody's going to be in the same boat. There's going to be, I think, maybe even a shortage of panels because everybody's going to be scrambling to get this thing done. So I would suggest that anybody who's been on the fence for solar, they've been thinking about it, kind of thinking about it, not sure about it, to give us a call now, this time of the year, because this way we could do everything we need to do, get the permits in place, get everything ready, get you installed before the chaos. First of the year might be the actual literal time that you have as a deadline, but it may be sometime before that because of so many people are going to want to get involved in this thing before the incentive goes down. Now, after 2019, it's going to go down again. It's going to ramp all the way down a little at a time for the next couple of years. So that's what we're going to be looking at. So every year, for the next couple of years, we're going to be dealing with this kind of sunset and a decrease in the incentive. So now is really the time. It's not going to be a better time than to get it now.
Basically, you're going to save if you miss. I mean, do we have a deadline here, Joe, of when? If people miss the boat here, what's the cutoff? Do we know that?
Well, it goes from 26 this year, 22 next year, and then it gets a little fuzzy. I don't remember. I think it goes to 20, and then eventually we'll go to nothing. So every year there's going to be a decrease for the next, I think, 3 years. and then nothing. Then it's going to be a real drop off. So, it's going to be a scramble, and the entire country is going through, which might cause a supply issue. So, yeah, just to be safe, if you really want to do it, if you really want to save money, you want to stop that increasing LIPA bill happening every year. You want to get on something that's fixed, that saves you money, that eventually you won't have to pay your bill anymore. If that appeals to you, I would definitely say call now or within the next couple of weeks, or maybe months, maybe until June, but who knows? You don't know if you're going to have permit issues. You don't know if it's going to be delayed. So to be safe, I would say, everybody, let's get this happening now. Get you in the queue. Make sure that you are going to be installed before the end of the year.
That, I didn't know about the rebate. That's important stuff. I mean, here's the bottom line, folks. If you are on the fence, this is going to push you as far as getting this done, because Joe said these numbers are going down. The rebates, you're going to have nothing to fall back on. Now's the time to do it. If Joe says, if somebody calls, you come out, you assess, the permits, everything, does that lock them in, even though work might not have started officially as far as placing the panels? If somebody locks in and everything else, does that start the wheel as far as making sure they're part of the rebate top number?
Absolutely, yeah. Once you get in the queue, the process is pretty simple. First is the online, the interview. We look at the satellite, like we said. Then we come visit with you. If it's something you think will benefit you, we'll come back to your house and we'll do the actual site survey. You're not committed to anything at this point. So now we come back to you with what we call the final doc or the final approval, and say, hey, this is what we got. These are the actual numbers, and you make the decision based on that. At that point, we're going to start getting the engineering and do the permits and get the process, order your equipment, all that. So that's when the process actually starts. But that initial kind of few weeks or whatever it may be, a few days before we do the site survey, you're not committed to anything. It's a good idea to, find out if this thing works for you. At the very least, let's have a conversation, a cup of coffee, and we'll see if this thing will benefit you or not.
And it's around the nation, this thing. These rebates is what it's all about.
Yeah,
federal
national
rebates.
Yeah,
that's why
I'm a little leery that there might be like a supply issue comes December. Who knows? If everybody's doing the same thing and everybody's trying to get in before they lose that the rebate at this level, you may have a scramble. So to avoid that, let's do it now. Let's not even wait to see what's going to happen.
It's a good point. It's supply and demand, folks, because if everybody's going in on it, guess what? There's only so much product to go out there, because people want to save the money. They want to get the rebate and everything else before it goes down to zero.
Popular.
Yeah, it really is. So let's give it out again. Check it out, longislandpowersolutions.com, 631-348-0001. You're talking about getting electric, getting rid of electric once everything is done and, the panels are put on and you're paying it off. Once that's done, you own it. You own the deal from day one, but you're getting free. And here's the key, free electric.
That's
all right.
What you
can
want.
You imagine free electric. Think about it. These ridiculous, crazy bills that you never could figure out. There's no rhyme or reason. Nothing's consistent on a monthly basis. You call up.
And you got taxes and fees and this fee and that fee.
I'm sick of it. Yeah. Joe, it's terrible. I have nightmares on the days I used to go down to those freaking centers and look at these unhappy faces. It's almost like, you're dealing with, behind bars and everything else. Every window, you have just an opening to slide something through. It's like crazy, and the most sour faces on the other side of the glass. You ask them a question, it's like they're given right to get your money. No rhyme or reason. Delivery charge, fuel surcharge increase. I used to get the guy on my show. He's not with the company anymore. I think he got tired of the questions, quite frankly, but he used to be fearful of the questions I'd ask him on the guy. God forbid, somebody tears apart the electric company on the air. My goodness. But you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. You can't figure out these bills, the increases. It's unaffordable. It's like a mortgage payment almost, and you pray that you have good weather, inclement weather, you get another increase in your bill. You get so tired of it, you fight with your loved one over it. You got to cut down the lights. And I know people don't even turn on their lights anymore. I mean, that's how bad it is. But this is a solution beyond. I'm telling you, it works. Smart solar deal, folks. No one has it. Joe does it right. He assesses. LongIslandPowerSolutions.com, 348-0001. And let me tell you something. These rebates are going to go down. They're decreasing. And you're going to get down to a point where, you know, you're not going to get a lot back. Now is the time. Lock in. I'm telling you, lock in. Because you want to take advantage of the numbers, okay, as far as the dollars you're getting back here. If you wait, you're going to have a problem because, as Joe said, everybody and their grandmother is going to be on this thing. Therefore, you don't have enough product. Supply and demand will come into play in a big way. Wow. Did I make my point, Joseph?
I think so. And I think you nailed it, Jay, because, you know, this is a bill you have to pay. It's not something that's optional where you can say, well, maybe I won't have a cell phone, if you know, whatever. But you have to pay it. So if we could figure out a way to take a $200 bill and eventually bring it to nothing, that's $200 more in your pocket you could spend on other things, going out to dinner, whatever else. And Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned, and that was true then. But now a penny saved is better than a penny earned because it's not taxed. If I gave you $200 a month, you have to pay tax on it. But if you save it, you don't.
And believe me, when Ben Franklin said that, you know what happened, Joe?
What's that?
He caught lightning in a bottle.
He did.
Joseph, always a pleasure. Good stuff, though.
Yes, absolutely. Great to be here. Thank you so much.